Hello, Ethan.
Hey, sorry. I think I lost you on that last call.
It's okay. Yeah. So I'll go back. So in regards to Yelp, okay, if you're ever interested in Yelp ads, I would suggest call me first to see what discounted rates we can get for you for being a new client, because we recently partnered with Yelp. So we do Yelp ads for a lot of our clients rather than them going directly through Yelp on their own and having to manage it themselves, right? They go through us, so that way we're just handling it all for them. So if it's ever something you're interested in, give us a call and we can see what options there are for you, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash, as I said, as your certified marketing representative, a part of the verification process is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for Google verification. Okay?
Okay.
We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to do the necessary documentation within this time frame to provide it may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 29th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $649. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next monthly payments will automatically renew on the 29th of each day in the amount of $399. Because remember, you're not being charged for the leads yet for the Google guaranteed until you get approved and we notify you to activate them in 3 days. Now, this $399, that is a monthly recurring payment. Okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to cancel the account, you must speak with a live representative. Make sure you talk to someone live to make sure it gets canceled, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay?
Gotcha.
No cancellation fee, all right? Simply part as friends, all right? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to update the package. I'll be processing the payment. You're going to get a couple emails sent to you. We'll go over those and text messages, and then we're going to go over some notes and schedule your client interview, okay? I probably need like about maybe 10 more minutes, and then we'll be all set.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
I'm just hanging out by the pool. You're good.
Oh, by the – nice. Are you having a drink?
Just water for me.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Yeah. Alcohol is not good to drink during hot weather. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. Or 3 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah. Unless it was a rough day. Oh my gosh. I know I have some friends coming in from, I don't think she's in Dallas. Is she in Little Elm? I think.
Oh yeah. That's actually where I live. That's funny.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah, she moved from California out there, and she's coming down because her granddaughter's having her sweet 16. So they fly in on Friday, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen you forever. Like, when she moved out,
I'm like, what
the heck? She left her kids, you know? I mean, her kids and her grandkids are everything to her, but she's just like, you know what? Can't do it anymore in California. It's just
– yeah.
I tell you. I can
only imagine.
Moving back. My cousin, that was the only way that she could buy a house. She moved to Texas, and let me tell you, huge property. Huge. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Beautiful property. Just, it's, I mean, phenomenal what she has. It's amazing. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Good for her, though, you know? That was the only way she was going to afford to have a house. Other than that, I mean, it's just like, it's insane just the way everything is nowadays.
I bet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then let me see. We're going to put your security question as Dallas. Let me put that here. So born and raised, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, awesome. How's the weather right now for you guys?
Oh, that's great. Can't complain. I think it's 80 right now.
Oh, really?
Can't complain. If we weren't by the pool, we'd be on the lake.
Yeah, for sure, right? I know. It's like, I know sometimes you guys have had a lot of rain too, right? Not too long ago.
Yeah, we get a little bit.
My cousin,
we just had several good hailstorms, so.
I was going to say, yeah, the funny thing is my cousin, she actually not too long ago, she went to go visit her daughter and she was like, oh my God. The first time she goes out there and then she's like, the sirens are going. There's a hurricane. Oh my gosh. Or tornado or something. She was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. They were eating some good barbecue and she's like, oh great.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those storms. They come in out of nowhere.
Yeah, but so pretty out there. Okay, let me see here. All right. Now, the client interview, okay, that usually takes, I block out an hour, but it takes about 30 or 40 minutes. Sometimes it could take a little bit longer, Ethan. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay.
But I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So we could either do it, I could take a look and see if we have anything late today, or we could do it tomorrow.
Let me see. Later today should work.
Would that work
or
for you?
Wednesday afternoon.
I got for today, I have a 5 to 6 o'clock your time. Would that work for you?
5 to 6. I might be wrapped up.
Okay.
With a dinner at that time. It would have to be later today or I'm free, Wednesday.
Wanna do
Wednesday? 1:30 to 2.
Okay. Let me see what I got for Wednesday. Wednesday, I have I actually have one between 1 and 2 o'clock. Let me see. That would be 11 our time. So I actually have a 1 to 2 o'clock your time. You want that one?
Yeah, that works perfect.
Okay. I'm going to send you
Wait a second. It might,
okay.
Might need to be 2 to 3. Might need to
two
be
to
2 to 3?
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot
I scheduled a lunch right after
okay,
our lunch. Here.
I have a 12 to 1 or I have a 3 to 4.
Let's see 3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
So I'll send you the calendar invite, letting you know that we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock on Wednesday, which is October 1st, okay?
Correct.
Now, we will call you from an 877 number, so just make sure, Ethan, you're answering all questions within that hour. I mean, all phone numbers, phone calls within that hour. Oh, my goodness. If for some
reason...
Will
it be from that 855 number that you
yep,
gave me?
From the 877
oh,
number.
Okay.
Yep, it's going to be from that number. Now, I will send you a reminder an hour before the client interview. However, let's say we call you and you got stuck on something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes or you need to schedule it for the next hour, whatever. Just pick up the phone and just answer it and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Now we're going to start going over some notes. These are just like basic notes for my technicians so that way they know where to start from. Also, if I'm not on a call or in another meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, if I am not available, they're going to proceed without me. They will not wait. Okay? All right. Now, let me go here to your profile. Hours of operation, you're listed as 24 hours, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. For the zip codes or for your areas of target, I'm going to leave that to them to discuss with you during the client interview, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Because I know that there might be particular areas, and then you might want the home base to start, I don't know, you might want it to start in Dallas and then go 50 miles out, or you know what I mean? Remember I told you your home base could be starting in a different location for the Facebook ads, right?
Yes.
For the Google guarantee, you could target wherever, okay, within the state of Texas. I was going to say California. When
so
we
the,
communicate,
so the Facebook ones are targeted just to one location, correct?
Well, they're targeted to, so they cover 50 miles, right? But you could say, hey, I want you guys, can you do me a favor? Put me, because it's either going to be, like your Google business profile, it goes by where you verified your business, right? The zip code. But with Facebook, you could have your home base be a different location. Like, hey, start it from, you could tell them, hey, start it from Austin and go 50 miles out. Because 50 miles from the home base is as far as it's going to go. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
So you could tell them, can we target these specific areas? And they can do that too. All right? Does
and that's
make
the
sense?
Same, that's the same thing with Google, correct?
Well, with Google, so with the Google guaranteed, how it works, the Google local map, right, is going to target the zip code where you verified the business and it goes out about 10 to 15 miles. Okay? That's what the local map covers. Because that's Google's local for them. That's what they say is
of
your
course.
Local area. When you're doing Google Ads, right, which is not what you have, but when you're doing Google Ads, as an example, it would take it from the zip code where you're verified and it goes out like maybe 75 or 80 miles because they don't go out too far.
Gotcha.
The Google guaranteed, it's from where you're located, but it goes by what your license and insurance covers you. Because you're in the state of Texas, and that's where your license and insurance is based out of, right, you're pretty much covered in the whole state of Texas. If you and you can cover that whole Texas area. Not that it's, you know, I mean, I don't think you would want to travel all that far, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, if there's areas that are 2 hours away from you that you want to target, that's how you can do it with the Google guaranteed, not with Google Ads, because it won't even ever reach that far, okay? But with Facebook, you could say, hey, can we target Dallas? Can we target these specific areas? And we can do that, okay? The technician, they'll go over it all with you just to be more, like, descriptive. They're a really great team. I promise you, they'll help you every step of the way. Cause they'll go over like, okay, I know Nadine mentioned that these are kind of the areas that you want to target. And I'm going to put that in the notes for Facebook that, some of the areas that we talked about, let me go back to my notes. DFW was the area that was higher for you that you wanted to target. And then, what was the other area that I wrote down?
The Temple area.
Temple. I knew it was something with Emple in it. So yeah, so I'm going to put the DFW and Temple. So this way they know. And then they'll go from there. Okay.
Yeah, definitely want to make sure we're getting both of those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if we had to just, they're really good at finding a way to make sure you get it. But I will tell you definitely with the Google guaranteed, it's going to target those areas.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I know that those areas are like 145 miles apart, but maybe there's a way that they could do it where they could run the ad like one, you know what I mean, where it's targeting both. Okay? Because it's not like you're not asking for everything in between that, but those are specifically the areas that you want to target. Waco's right in between that, huh? I just saw that on
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I don't think you guys have as much traffic as we do here in California.
you know? DSW's up there. DSW's
is
up there.
It?
It's always traffic. It sucks,
Man. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Yeah, phone and text is preferred.
And then, let's see.
I'm pretty responsive to all of them, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. All we ask is that, you know what, hey, at least respond to us within 24 business, you know, within the 24 business hours, just because, like, it might be something that we need. And listen, if we're not getting stuff from you, we're going to be on you. Just a FYI.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, hey, we kindly need you to send that, you know.
Yep.
Because we want to make sure that we're doing our work. And that's why I say a lot of people, they don't respond. And like, I had one guy that was like, oh, you guys are calling me too much. I'm all because you haven't submitted your application. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're not submitting this and that. And he's like, I don't have time for this. And I said, okay, we're willing to work with you here. What can we do to help make it easier? Because some of these things, we can't come up with it. You got to provide it.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, we only ask for what's within reason. You know what I mean? We're not asking you to do all the footwork, but there are certain things you've got to submit to us or else it prevents us from getting things done, you know?
Of course.
Let me see. And I believe I have your Facebook page here. I'm just going to copy the link to there. Good job on that new one you did. Is that
thank
you in the picture?
Which picture?
Okay. So there's one. Let me see. Let me go back to it. There's one. Are you wearing a hat? It's kind of, I don't know if it's like a light gray. In a classroom, it looks like.
Oh, no, that's our mitigation manager. That's James.
Oh, okay. Are there any pictures of you in here? I always like to match the face with the voice.
I don't know on the Claim Shield page, but, yeah, I don't know. You could go in the admin and my admin profile should be in there.
Oh, okay.
Or just send me a friend request on Facebook. Either or works.
You're like, sure, yeah, that's me. No, I'm just playing.
Yep.
Okay, so let me see here. Okay, you got that. Let's make sure your website's linked on the Facebook. I always like to make sure that it goes linked to the right one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, is that you with the white shirt and the hat? Where it says our mission is to raise the standard?
Let's see, in the white.
It's shaking
hat.
The mitigation guy's hand, I think.
Oh, that's Cam. That's Cam. That's my other partner. You're super
You're like,
sweet.
No, that's the other partner. Good try, Nadine.
Yeah. Almost
okay.
There.
Almost. All right. Let me do this now. Okay. Attaching the website link here so that way they know you have your website. Okay. Let's go here. Okay. Now, there's two companies that Google uses to run the background check. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we're going to notify you because you got to respond within real time.
Okay.
One is either going to send a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you put in your birth date, your name, your social, because they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. Okay?
Gotcha.
So we like to advise you once we know who it is, so this way you're on the lookout for either Pinkerton or Evident ID's text or email. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm assuming you have like a driver's license or some type of state identification.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. And then the license you told me you have, let me go back to them. I know there was a whole bunch of them. It's the IICRC, right? Certification?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So let me notate that here just so that they're aware that that's the one you have. Okay. On the water damage, you do water damage cleanup, repair or fire damage, right? You do one of those?
We don't do fire damage.
But you do the water damage cleanup or repair, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that they specifically at least want you to offer one of those, which you're fine with the other one. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we could subcontract out fire stuff, but it's not our main stuff.
You're like, that's not like our bread and butter. No worries.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, we can do it, but you know, I'd rather not.
Yeah, it's okay. I hear fire is pretty, yeah. My
it's
pastor
extensive.
Was a firefighter.
It's mostly cleaning than anything.
Yeah, and it's probably like a big mess, too.
Yeah.
I feel like,
how do you get rid of that smoke?
And
yeah,
the
smoke,
the
soot, air scrubbers, HEPA air scrubbers.
How do you get rid of the soot anyways? That's got to be tough.
It's pretty much, it's like a vacuum. You can vacuum it off or apply a, like a solution that cleans everything and it like kind of dissolves it and then it wipes away. There's several things that you can do for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Now I need you to go to your emails or your text messages. You would have gotten quite a few of them.
Yep.
So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And then there's one that says Google guaranteed, I'm going to send you actually the application. I'm going to email it to you. Just because I know. Oh, perfect.
Okay, I got the initial invoice one here.
Awesome. Okay. So on that one for the initial invoice, okay, you're going to open it up and it goes on to say your invoice. Hello, Ethan. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, click on it. And then does it open up a page that tells you Local Splash terms of experience?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to find where your phone number is. Okay. And you're going to scroll to where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're going to see three boxes right below it. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're saying you agree to receive text messages to your phone number from us.
Yeah. They're already clicked and signed. You're good.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you are quick. Did it ask you to enter username and password?
Yes.
Beautiful. So your username, you'll have that in a text. Your username is always going to be your phone number with no dashes.
Okay.
Okay. Your password is all lowercase, one word, B-B-E, Google. And I'll resend it to you so that way you have it.
Oh, you're good. I already got in there.
Oh, well, check you out. You're like, maybe I'm way ahead of you right now. Okay, perfect. I would start going in there within 5 to 7 days to start tracking your results. Okay? Now, there's also the Google Guaranteed application where it says Google Guaranteed begins, campaign begins. When you open that one up, it should have been one of the latest ones that you got.
Uh-huh.
But when you open it up, it'll say, as soon as mine opens up, Ethan, an email titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, Claim Shield.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Okay. So where it says click form, you'll click
the
on that.
The application form?
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
You click on it. Now, this is where I'm going to tell you when you're filling it out. Some of it might already be pre-filled for you, okay?
Okay.
So when you're filling it out, make sure that the information matches with what's on the license and the insurance, right? So, like, for example,
okay,
if the LLC is included on there, make sure you put it on there just so that way they don't say, oh, it doesn't match, and then they tell us to send it back.
Okay.
You're just basically putting the year business was established. Do you have an EIN number yet?
Yes.
Okay, so put the EIN number there where it's asking you for your social. You'll put your social there. We give you an example of the COI that we need you to upload, okay? Make sure it's just that paper. And then there is a part when you go down to, the Google Guaranteed Minimum Monthly Budget. That's where you put the 1976 in there, okay?
Okay.
You can list the cities that you want to target on number 16. What is the total number of business owners? Okay, this is where it's going to ask you. When they're talking about business owners, you either put just yourself. You could put two, right? What is the number of field workers, customer-facing workers, excluding the owner? That means any employees that are doing bidding and collecting money, okay, with your client, they want to know. I'm assuming that's only you and your partner.
Yes, yeah.
I figure. Okay. So you could put down one and put your partner's information, or you could put zero and just have yourself that they do the background check on. And I say that because, not to accuse anybody, but when someone has put that they have business or they have employees, right, Google now wants their information because they want to run a background check on them. And if you're not 100% sure that that employee is going to pass the background check in the last 7 years, and you put their information in and something comes back on their record, they will automatically disqualify you and they will not refund your money. Okay?
Gotcha.
So that's why I like to be very transparent. If you put that you have zero employees on the questions, it's asking about the field workers, NA, 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 and then submit.
Okay.
Okay? Any questions for me?
No, I think that's it.
Well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Once you fill out that application, if you do it before Wednesday, if you want to even just text me back and say, Nadine, I submitted the application, can you confirm? I will let the team know it was submitted to make sure that we received it. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I'll get that done tonight. I might not get to this till tomorrow because I need the right address on the COI.
Yeah.
But I'll get that. As soon as I get the COI with the right address, we'll make sure that that's
ready to go. Yeah, even if you submit it on Thursday or Friday, give me a heads up. Like, just text me or email me, and then I'll have the team double check to make sure that they received it. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
Awesome. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and we will talk on Wednesday. I'll send you a reminder
awesome.
An hour before, okay? Thank you so
much.
Thank you
very much, Nadine.
You are welcome. My pleasure. Bye. Thank you.